Howdy, history writers. This is Farmer Caroline standing in for Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of OldWestDailyReader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 9 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of February 23rd through March 1st in the great American Old West? February 23, 1914. Died in Denver, Colorado, Henry M. Teller, age 83. U.S. Senator from Colorado, 1876 to 81 and 1885 to 1909. 15th Secretary of Interior, 1882 to 85. An enigma in Indian affairs. He was an outspoken opponent of allotment. Yet, as Secretary of Interior, he approved a Code of Indian Offenses, which was intended to destroy Indian culture by prohibiting dances, plural marriage, and traditional culture activity in general, a major proponent of free silver. February 24, 1917, Joe Davis of Pahrump Range War fame, sentenced to 25 years in federal prison for the robbery of the Golden State Limited in Arizona. February 25, 1911, the Battle of Kelly Creek. The band of renegade Indians, 7 men, 3 women, and perhaps 5 children, who had perpetrated the last massacre, were led by Shoshone Mike Daggett in their escape as far as Kelly Creek near Winnemucca, Nevada. There they were surrounded by the pursuing posse, and in a wild 3-hour fight, all the adult Indians were killed. At the end, out of ammunition, they faced the posse's guns with bows and arrows, tomahawks, spears, and knives. A 16-year-old girl and 3 small children were the only survivors. A civilian posse member, Ed Hogle, later died of wounds. The Indians were buried in a dynamited hole at Gasconade, Nevada. The 4 children were sent to the Stewart Indian School near Carson City, but only one lived beyond the year 1913. While this business has been occasionally billed as an Indian uprising, it was simply a violently escalated criminal act. After controversy and legal action, posse members were paid a reward. February 26, 1936. Letterman Hospital in the Presidio of San Francisco sees the passing of the last survivor of the Battle of the Little Bighorn, retired Army Colonel Charles A. Varnum, at age 66. Stationed at Fort Lincoln in the Dakota Territory with Lieutenant Colonel George Custer's 7th Cavalry, Varnum accompanied the Yellowstone Expedition, 1873, and the Black Hills Expedition, 1874. He was Custer's chief of scouts, managing the sorties and the resultant information from the mix of civilians, Army personnel, Crow Indians, and Arickary Indians scouting for the 7th. Custer ignored the warnings from his scouts and attacked an Indian force far beyond his expectations and was wiped out in less than half an hour. Varnum had the good fortune to be with Benteen and Reno and survived the battle. February 27, 1930. Poker Alice Ivers Duffield Tubbs Huckert, gone at 79 years in Sturgis, South Dakota. One of the most amazing poker players of the Old West. She claimed she had won $250,000 over her professional career, late 1860s to about 1928. Early in her career, she had worked for Robert Bob Ford as his tent saloon in Creed, Colorado. Well-educated, finished, and a natty dresser, she was a looker well into her 50s and used her charms to distract the men she played cards with. a heavy drinker and a cigar smoker, married 3 times to other gamblers, 7 children, Alice gambled, ran saloons and brothels, and was a bootlegger in the 1920s. She was buried at the St. Aloysius Cemetery in Sturgis, South Dakota. February 28, 1786. After years of suffering from smallpox and the loss of leadership, the Comanche sought peace from Governor Juan Bautista de Anza. The last of the Comanche bands assented, and a treaty was signed. Anza remained governor of Nuevo Mexico, New Mexico, until 1787. Appointed commander of the Presidio of Tucson in 1788, Anza died before he could take office. March 1, 1872. President Ulysses S. Grant signs an act of dedication preserving 3,468.4 square miles of distant wilderness as Yellowstone National Park. Early descriptions of the place by the Arapaho were generally dismissed as tall tales. Jim Bridger maintained he had seen petrified trees and waterfalls shooting up to the sky. Trapper Joe Meek related tales of boiling mud and steaming rivers. On the back burner due to the Civil War and the Indian Wars, the United States Geological Survey finally explored the Yellowstone in 1871. The team persuasively led by geologist Ferdinand Vandeveer Hayden delivered a 500-page report to Congress. Congress and President Grant delivered the world's first national park. This was Program 9 for 2019. All of the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. The fine old time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Farmer Caroline, inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week, and we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.